today, we're going to take a short ride to a place you may not want to leave. Why don't you tag along as we explore one of the oldest suburbs of Chicago, the Village of Oak Park, sponsored by McDonald's. Find out why Oak Park should be your hometown.
You cannot talk about Oak Park or even discuss that area without talking about Frank Lloyd Wright, the famous architect. On the phone is Heidi Ruley, the executive director of the Unity Temple Restoration Foundation. Thanks for joining us, Heidi. So, Frank Lloyd Wright, he was commissioned to build this in 1905 after the church had burned to the ground.
That's right, and thanks for having me, by the way. It was a Unitarian congregation who commissioned Frank Lloyd Wright to design Unity Temple. It was completed in 08, and it's located right in the heart of Oak Park. And it's now used not only as a church, but also as a public space. We have performing arts and education and tourism and event rentals here, so it's really more of a public building.
And anyone that loves Frank Lloyd Wright could drive by it and go, oh my gosh, that's a Frank Lloyd Wright building, and that's identified as one of the public buildings that are among the greatest during his time in Chicago area. The Chicago years.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it is definitely identifiable from the exterior, but the interior has such a different feel and environment to it. So I always encourage people, don't stop at the outside. You know, you need to come in and check it out too.
And can you? Is it open to the public or do you need to make an appointment?
No, it's open to the public 6 days a week for tours. You can make an appointment or you can just walk in. And then the Unity Temple Restoration Foundation has public programming, at least one or not, if not two a month, that usually take place in the evening. So all of those are open to the public.
So I had read that in 1905, when he was commissioned to build this, the church funds were at $45,000. That was quite a bit of money back in 1905.
You know, it wasn't, in order to build an entire structure from the ground up, but Frank Lloyd Wright had originally anticipated using more expensive materials like brick and then scaled that back to concrete with that budget. He still ended up going over budget about 60%, but the outcome was definitely worth it.
And it's been maintained in that condition ever since?
The building itself?
Yes.
Actually, no. And it deteriorated a lot over the years, as buildings tend to do. And about 50 years ago, it had some significant structural and roof issues. And so my organization, the Restoration Foundation, began to start raising money to be able to fund restoration projects. And then just a few years ago, in 2015, we started a two-and-a-half-year, very comprehensive restoration that cost about $25 million. But we did absolutely every square inch of the building, and it's now back to the way Frank Lloyd Wright originally intended.
That's amazing. We're talking to the executive director of Unity Temple Restoration Foundation, Heidi Ruley. That takes a lot to raise $25 million, but that speaks a lot about the community of Oak Park and how strongly they feel about Frank Lloyd Wright.
Absolutely. I mean, Frank, there are 25 Frank Lloyd Wright buildings in Oak Park alone, which, as you know, is a pretty small community as far as area. And three of them are National Historic Landmarks, including Unity Temple. And Unity Temple as well is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And there are only 24 of these sites in our entire country that are deemed, you know, historically or architecturally significant. So it's a real benefit, not only just to Oak Park, but to the Chicago area to have this building.
And how difficult was it finding the perfect craftspeople to maintain the integrity of that building and all that it stands for?
You know, we were really fortunate to have one of our major donors, the Alpha Wood Foundation, who is Chicago-based, really supported the bulk of the financing for the restoration. We were able to hire Harbo Architects, who are well-known for being one of the best restoration architects and works. They work widely with Frank Lloyd Wright buildings. And we also had Berglund Construction, who was our general contractor. So this team together of experts and people who really had the best interest of the building in mind just did an exceptional job.
When you step in to that building, when you are inside the Unity Temple, what strikes you the most? What do you look at and think, oh my gosh, that's amazing?
Pretty much all of it, but if I had to narrow it down, definitely the auditorium side of the building. The building is basically in two portions. One is the public side of the building, and the other side is the auditorium or sanctuary. And that just will blow you away when you walk in. And it's just it's a really meaningful and moving experience to be in the space. And a lot of people can't quite articulate what it is, but they feel a sense of serenity when they're in there.
And so people in Oak Park, do they take it for granted when, it's right there, it's in their neighborhood, they pass it every day, but I have to imagine that people come from around the world to take a step inside and look at his work and what he created.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, like a lot of us do, we have something in our own backyards that we're just used to being around. I talk to people all the time who've never been in Unity Temple, so that's been one of my main focuses to get people in just to see it. And yeah, this is a destination for people all over the world. There are Frank Lloyd Wright aficionados in Japan and in Europe, and of course all over the country. So people basically will organize their whole trip around getting to Unity Temple and then seeing everything else around it.
Absolutely. So should people just jump on and check out unitytemple.org? Is that where you would send them if they want to know more?
Well, that is the website for the congregation, and so if they're interested in learning more about that. But our foundation is a non-religious nonprofit, and we're the ones who run all the public-facing side of the building. So that would be utrf.org.
Utrs.org.
That is like Frank. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for doing what you did. You saved, a piece of art that hopefully will be around for generations to come.
I hope so as well.
Thank you for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show. Steve has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.